Things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru filling in for Damon Bruce. Damon will be back tomorrow at the normal time, 3 o'clock, and Daryl the Guru Johnson and myself. We'll go back to 10 to 12, and we've really appreciated sitting in here. Had a great time with Gianna. It's nice to have a, I don't want to say third wheel.
Because a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we didn't crash the Ferrari, did we? Or as
not
the kids
yet.
Say, Gianna,
no,
the Rari. Did we crash the Rari?
No. It's one of those Mini Coopers. Isn't that what Damon drives?
We're driving the minivan, let's be real. No, I'm kidding.
Doesn't you're Damon right. Drive
yeah,
a Mini
he does.
Cooper?
He used to. He's graduated to an SUV.
Uh-oh.
Of course he has.
Yeah.
He's
yeah. Yeah.
Big balling yeah. Damon.
Gotcha. Should we do it?
Let's do it. Here we go. Right. First story here. This comes out of USA Today, and I thought this caught my attention because the headline, why the Toronto Raptors are the NBA's best team right now. So the Raptors, they've been called a lot of things this season. The NBA's deepest team, it's most flexible, it's most well-organized. But of course, after this powerful win over the Dubs last night, are the Raptors simply the best team in basketball? That is a question that is circling in multiple media reports. Are you guys agreeing with this or disagreeing? Are you seeing this type of change?
I'm going recency bias, and the fact that you beat the Golden State Warriors twice, once without your best player, right now the Toronto Raptors are the best team in the NBA. And I'm going eye test, Steiny. I'm sorry. That was that impressive last night. Watch it again when I get home.
No chance. They're not the best team. Come on. They're not even going to come out of the East when it's all said and done.
She didn't ask that.
The Boston Celtics are the Boston Celtics are the best team in the East.
They're currently the fifth seed in the East.
Yeah, how many have they won in a row? Thank you. It was a 6 or 7.
Seven.
Okay.
So they've really been stinking it up.
So, in other words, they're the hottest team in the league right now.
So there's nothing to the fact that the Raptors shut down the Warriors
twice
this season. I mean, they got to be walking into, you know, the rest of the season with a little
without
more confidence.
Kawhi Leonard, Gianna.
Without Kawhi. I mean, is it time that we're seeing a little bit of a change? I mean, the NBA is catching up. We knew this was going to happen at some point, maybe a little sooner than we thought.
No, there's no what's our big fella, Cousins or Iggy. So I'm going to relax. But right, what I saw last night, Steiny, they're athletic, tall, small, can ball.
That's nice.
Back to the day.
Well, we'll give the Warriors this. You know, when things don't go their way, they come back with a vengeance, and it's two seasons. It's the regular season and then the playoffs.
Number two.
All right. This was interesting. On this morning's First Take on ESPN, Stephen A. Smith broke down tonight's Charger-Chiefs throwdown. That's right, an AFC West matchup happening tonight. Here's what he had to say. Listen to this.
But I have some faith in Spencer Ware and thinking that, you know, he can do some things. I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer
you got
Ware's
your linebacker.
Out.
I'm sorry?
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry,
out
Max.
With
I'm
a foot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson.
Steven's watching a lot of football these days. So, obviously, Spencer Ware out with a foot injury. Hunter Henry, tied in for the Chargers, torn ACL in May. He has not played at all, and there's still no word as to when he will return. By the way, Derek Johnson, who he also referenced, former linebacker from the Chiefs, stopped playing for the Chiefs last season. I believe he went to the Raiders this season and was released in October. So, I'm just going to say Steven's got to watch a little more football to get
Steiny,
everything straight.
From a guy that makes mistakes, and I know Stephen A's a perfectionist, that is as bad as it gets.
I mean, once in a while it happens.
It was the trifecta of wrong.
Three times.
Henry? Wow. Wow. Hey, this is taking a life of its own on social media, too.
It has.
As you just reported it. Steiny, he can never come back from this.
Oh, what are you, crazy?
Saying, it's like the football takes are fake.
All right, listen.
Wow.
Listen, I'm looking at my man. I can't stand people that pile on. Stephen A. Smith, somebody called it. This is exactly what happens when you don't know football. Hunter Henry hasn't played all year. Here's Stephen A. Smith's response. My brother, it's called a mistake because I was thinking of Virgil Green, but I mentioned Hunter because I was multitasking. That's what happens when you're doing 1,000 things. But I don't blame you. I don't blame you if you told me to stay off the weed. That was a brain lock moment. It's just brain lock.
Three
times? Happens to everybody.
He said, Spencer Ware was thinking Tyreek Hill, so this is like multiple times in one paragraph.
He said it with conviction.
I can see it.
That was bad for old Steven.
Nah,
he get paid a lot.
He's fine.
No, he ain't. This is bothering him. I'm telling you. I don't know him, but I feel like I do. This hurt him.
All right.
Well, you should see the faces of Teddy Bruschi and Max Kellerman.
Oh, they're and just I can hear Stein. Like he's out. Minutes. You're wrong. He's out.
It was
it
funny.
It started bad.
You know, we're only human. We all do make mistakes. I hope I don't make
Stein,
one that bad, though.
Man.
All right, moving on to our next story.
Number three.
Marshawn Lynch's new restaurant is set to open tomorrow. I'm going to give you a little snippet from an earlier news story about it from NBC Bay Area.
Okay, come for the food and come for the atmosphere, but leave your phone at home. Raider star Marshawn Lynch is opening a unique restaurant. This Friday, Beast Mode is opening a restaurant in Emeryville. It's called Rob Ben's. It's named after his friend Robert Benjamin, who was shot and killed in Oakland in 2007. The restaurant will feature soul food. Sounds pretty delicious. And Lynch has a friendly warning to anyone who visits.
Saying, you ain't gonna touch your food. You don't mind, right? Oh, baby, you got oxtails? You don't know what the hell you missing.
He's gonna take the food right off your plate, essentially. Lynch posted this fun and lighthearted video on Instagram encouraging people to stay off their cell phones while eating there. In fact, there are signs that say no phone zone, and there are placed throughout the restaurant.
So it opens up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's located on San Pablo Avenue. And again, it will be selling soul food, oxtails, fried catfish, and more to the masses.
Now,
go ahead.
It's the old Sen's, right?
Yes, it is. Exactly.
And Sen's, if I'm not mistaken, was a soul food restaurant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's tiny.
So how do we know that the food's any different?
We got to go taste it. Little mac and cheese, greens, yams.
There's a lot of soul food.
I'm going to shock you. I'm not a big soul food guy.
Well, you know that I haven't had a lot of the stuff that's considered soul food.
Chitlins?
Never. We did this before. Collard greens? No. What else?
Apparently, Senzo had a cult following.
Oh,
like
cornbread.
It's supposed to be really
good. I like cornbread.
Not Jiffy, the real cornbread. Jiffy's the kind. Yeah, Jiffy cornbread comes in the box.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm talking about some real... From scratch cornbread.
Okay.
I don't know if it was from scratch. I like
you got to come through the house one time.
I like corn. Yeah. I like corn.
Come through the house, son. Meet the kids. Yeah.
It sounds good. It sounds like it's worth trying. And maybe, you know, since maybe he got a couple tips from the former owner, since she did have a cult following for her fried chicken and catfish, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm down to try it. What do you think about the fact that he doesn't want to let people, he like will literally take away your phone if
that.
You're sitting down for dinner.
Talk and eat.
No, he won't.
You know that,
I just
tiny.
Know. I know he wouldn't do that. Not to me.
Right.
I tell Marshawn, I'm having oxtails and I'm going to have a phone on my left ear. Problem? No.
You're taking your food to go.
Number four.
All right. Speaking of food, what's lurking in your stadium food? This article was from ESPN. Most Cracker Jack boxes come with a surprise inside, but apparently at some stadiums and baseball parks, at Coors Field, for example, there's other things. A health department inspector found a mouse in a commercial-sized bag of Cracker Jacks that happened at Coors Field in September of 2016. It gets worse. Live cockroaches in a trap, amounts of mouse droppings on a kitchen floor, inside bins of rice, bags of cookies, dead mice were found. Another live one had been found. Apparently, recently there was a story about mice at the Coliseum. However, this study has been going on for years, and they rated the stadiums with the worst and best grade. So I thought this was very cool. The stadium or arena with the best grade, with the lowest amount of health violations,
give
is right here
me.
In the Bay Area. Can you guess?
Oracle.
Yeah, exactly. Good job, Guru. Oracle, out of all the stadiums and arenas across the country, has the lowest violations for health. They are number one with only 1.1%. That's pretty cool.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Good for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Good for the Warriors.
They'll probably take that over to Chase as well. So you feel safe if you're eating, you know, food at Oracle. Apparently, everything's very done very well. AT&T, number 37. Levi's ranking number 88. The Coliseum, number 35. So above AT&T and Levi's. So interesting. Just be careful what's in your food. The whole article is kind of fascinating because there are some stuff you just do not want to think about.
Gotcha. Number five.
And now that I'm done grossing all of you out right before dinner. Okay, so Steiny walks in here with a present. I see a hard hat.
Oh, yeah.
A construction vest. What's all this? What's going on here?
About a week ago, we were talking about construction hard hats. And
you basically said you don't need them. They're overrated.
I said they were overrated. And I kind of said, when's the last time a hard hat on a construction site came in handy? Well, let me tell you something, and they knew this before, but they really know it now. I'm a monster construction guy. Love construction workers. I love pouring cement. Watching people pour cement. I'm a big foundation guy. I've always said foundations are the most important part of buildings. And so a lot of people called and said, started telling us stories about when they needed the hat. And so I want to thank Danny Nielsen,
wow,
of the Murray Company. He brought over a construction packet of an
art. It's a real construction packet.
It's a real thing. It's a.
We'll put it on.
An orange vest, gloves, like a hard helmet, and safety goggles.
Wow.
Yeah, that is
so
very
thank
cool.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Nice. I may just wear this out tonight.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I won't. You have to wear these if you're hunting deer, right?
Yeah, that's what we have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They might think you work for Caltrans. We need a picture of this.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
You got to put the hat on as
You guys
got
to talk for a minute, and then I'll do the legal ID.
Gianna, he's truly excited.
He is very excited. And, you know, I will say this. I got to tour Chase a couple months ago with Rick Welts, similar to what Kevin Durant just got to do. And you have to wear hard hats to do that, as well as boots. And they provide those for you when you take the tour. So, you know, construction stuff, a lot of
Steiny got a lot of heat.
Happen.
He got a lot of heat
from
that comment.
To those guys, yeah.
Look at them.
Hey, the zipper doesn't go all the way to the top, though. I can't put the hat on with the...
You're not complaining.
It has your name on it.
I know it does.
Look at that. Here, look over here, Steiny. I got to take a photo.
You could tell you'd never... You can last in that line of work.
You got paparazzi in here.
It doesn't even fit. Look at...
20 seconds before we get Steve Kerr.
Very cool.
Oh, you took it, Whitley? Come on, Whitley, hurry. Hurry.
No pressure, Whitley.
Wow,
no pressure.
The Murray Company.
Well, that's very nice.
You know what,
thanks to the Murray Company.
I see a line open. We got it. All right. I got to get this on. Yeah, we got Steve
Kerr. Please wear that for the whole show.
Yeah.
No, we can't. All right. Joining us right now, he's the coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Matt Steinmetz and Darryl the Guru Johnson filling in for Damon Bruce. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I want to ask you, after a game like last night, how do you know whether it's a game you throw away or it's a game where you say, you know what, we may have some things we have to address?
Well, you know, as soon as you watch the tape, you know, the mistakes are usually right there for you to see, and we look for patterns. As coaches, I mean, are we building good habits? And if not, what are the habits we have, the bad habits that we have to correct? And then we watch those on film with the players and, you know, go through some things on the court as well. And that's what we did this morning.
Steve, we're in an era, as you know, of social media, and everybody wants to, you know, hear athletes talk or what's on their mind or whatnot. Are you a big fan of players, you know, going on, you know, different venues to give their opinion?
It doesn't bother me one way or the other. You know, the world we live in is such that you know, everybody's got a voice. Everybody's got a venue. Fans, players, coaches, whoever wants one has one. And I think, you know, the hard part as a player is just trying to navigate that and stay focused and not not get too emotional about anything people are saying. It used to be a lot easier when I played to just avoid stuff like that. Nowadays, the criticism and the judgment is at your fingertips, and it's hard players not to look at that stuff because they've grown up with the phone in their hands. So it is interesting. It's a different way we're living now than before, for sure.
Steve Kerr is brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. And you're listening to 95.7, the game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the home of the Warriors. Steve, I know that Cousins will come back at some point, and I'm not asking you when, but I got to believe you've thought about how to incorporate him. And, you know, he's played a lot on the perimeter in recent years, and he can also go down to the low post. Have you... When's the most you played out of the low post in your 5 years as the as a Warriors coach? Because you don't do it a lot, and do you think you will try to take advantage of that aspect of his game?
Oh yeah, we will for sure. We've always liked to throw the ball into the post, basically to set up our perimeter shooting. You know, for the last couple of years, we throw it into David West. Before that, it was Bogut, David Lee. Draymond, we continue to do that with. I think that the difference is with DeMarcus, you have the potential to throw it in there to score. And David West gave us some of that, where we could, if he had a mismatch, we could throw him the ball and he could get us a bucket, which was a big advantage. So that's something that we will explore once DeMarcus is out there.
I do have some bad news for you. We just talked to David West about a half hour ago. He said he's not coming back under any circumstances. And I said, you know what? I could see you around buyout season. He said he was going to tell Bob Myers to go pound sand if Myers called him in February. Seriously.
David, we miss him for sure. But he was such a big part of our team the last couple of years, on and off the floor. And we miss his presence. We miss his passing and his offensive game. But he retired at the right time. He won championships in his last 2 years. I think he was 37 upon retirement. He had an unbelievable run. But, yeah, I'm glad he's happy with his decision and time to move forward.
One of the common perceptions you hear is that if you're a role player, you can't really be a leader. You got to be kind of one of the stars. First of all, is he kind of an exception to that? And who would you say your leader is right now on the team?
Well, you can be a leader as a role player if you've got the stature and the status that David West had, former All-Star, similar to what Andre gives us now. He's no longer an All-Star, but he's been one. He's been Finals MVP. He's been the leading scorer on his teams back in Philadelphia. Now he's our sixth man. So it just depends on the makeup of the team. But Andre is definitely one of our key leaders, and I think Sean Livingston as well. Those two guys have stepped up considerably with the changes in the roster. Losing not only David but Zaza Pachulia as well. You need veterans. You can't have a whole team full of young guys. You've got to have vets, and we've got a nice balance to our roster.
Steve, during your tenure as Warriors head coach, one of the slogans that have been strength in numbers. How would you describe the state of the bench right now?
Well, we're getting healthy. That's the main thing. The last few weeks we've sort of been, dealing with various injuries that have depleted our roster. So to get Alphonso McKinney back, now that we get Draymond back, we get Steph back, it moves everybody back into their normal roles. So I'm pleased with our depth. We will continue to assess our team, and that's really Bob's job. But, we'll see as we go how everything looks. But we got a lot of guys who I have total faith in, and they can all contribute.
Steve Kerr joining us. He's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He joins Damon Bruce every week. All right, so I'm going to go a little off script here, but on the Warriors Live pregame show, which I do with my partner, we have a Warriors trivia challenge, and the pot's up to $1,500 because we roll it over. And last night, a guy had the last question for the win, and I'm going to give it to you to see if you know the answer. All right,
I love it. Let's do it.
All right, so coming into last night's game, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant were all averaging 19.7 shots per game. Who was the next highest player on the team? Shots attempted.
The next highest. Now, are we talking per game?
Yes.
Or are we talking total volume?
Per game.
Per game, I'm going to go with Quinn Cook.
That's correct.
Wow.
That would have gotten you 1,500 last night.
Did I get 1,500?
that was a stumper last night. So anyway, thanks for participating. We'll have a party gift.
I should know the answer. I do coach the team.
That's true.
Coach, I know it's a privilege to play in prime time, and you get to do so this year against the Lakers in the evening. And a lot of times we forget, you know, players and coaches have families. Are you a big fan of the Christmas Day game?
You know, I'm a big fan of the Christmas home game. I'm not much of a fan of the Christmas road game. That's what it comes down to. You know, as a player, I played on Christmas many times, both with the Bulls and the Spurs. I even played with Cleveland on Christmas Day one time in Atlanta. It all comes down to whether you're at home or not. If you're at home and you can have your Christmas morning with your family and then just drive down to the arena and play basketball, that's a pretty good day.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, one thing I want to ask you, Steve, is, all right, DeMarcus Cousins, how many times do you have to get asked when you think he's coming back without just getting pissed after a while?
That is an excellent question. I have to show good patience with all of the questioning, especially with our team, because we have so much media that comes in, you know, not just our beat writers, but national media. People come in all the time, and I'm getting the same questions. So I try to be patient. That's my job. So, but that one is going to get to me after a while, for sure.
When is DeMarcus coming back? No, I do have a question. And this has always been one I wanted to ask. So Greg Popovich, all right, you know, we've seen him do the sideline stuff with the sideline reporters, and he, you know, he can be kind of abrasive, and he can really be kind of mean to the media. But people who know him, this is a serious question. People who know him swear by him. What do we not see about Greg Popovich?
Well, I think his kindness and his generosity, and as a player, you see it every day when you play for him. If you're an employee, if you're a coach, it's all really right there. But he covers a lot of that stuff up with the media because he doesn't really want to expose anything other than the, you know, to the people who he works with every day.
Right, right. Well, Steve, real quick.
Steve, I know you got to worry about your team, but there are six teams currently in the Western Conference that made the playoffs last year that are currently don't qualify as of now. And I'm curious, I know it's early. Is that shocking to you?
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the West like this, where you really only have one team that you can say, well, they're not making the playoffs. I mean, to have this many teams clumped together, and we're a good third of the way through the season. So this is not, you know, this is not a small sample size. It shows you the depth of the conference, and it shows you how teams have been building and growing over the last couple of years and getting better. A team like Dallas comes to mind immediately. You know, I think they've done a good job the last couple of years, just, you know, grooming players, signing some guys, and then they hit the jackpot with Doncic, and now all of a sudden, you know, that's a tough team to beat.
Hey, Steve, really appreciate it. Thanks for the time. I'm not sure what kind of check we're peeling off for you on this, but make sure there's an extra $1,500 in this one. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That's Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Said he hadn't seen the Western Conference like it is. Donnie, it's crazy.
I don't think it's that good.
Ooh.
I really don't. I think it's there's a lot of parity, but I'm not necessarily sure that it's that good. All right, when we come back, I'm going to put on a construction. Oh, that's right. We don't. Oh, see,
we got some time, Steve.
That's right. This
got
is
some
a,
time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I could put it on right now. Anyway, I'm wearing a construction vest right now. If anybody.
And
cares.
If you were to go buy that whole giddy up, you're spending over a C note. That's $100.
There is one troubling thing.
I
this is no lie. I found something in the pockets.
Uh-oh.
It's right there. Whatever they are, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you. Are those,
I don't know what that is.
I think those are something maybe you put over your shoes.
Yeah, looks,
yeah, okay.
That's what it is.
You put
they,
over
they've
boots,
been used,
maybe, so.
Though. Yeah.
No, they've been used.
Yeah, whoa.
Which means somebody's probably been wearing this vest.
Well,
that's
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
You saying you wanted a brand new one?
I mean.
It's the thought that counts and the gas that he drove and burned to get over here to deliver that.
That's true. One more thank you to Danny Nielsen of the Murray Company. Thank you so much, Danny.
Wow.
Appreciate that.
We did post those pictures up, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I tagged you in it, so be sure
okay.
to share.
You can tell you've never done hard labor. You know what I mean?
I told you that I've done hard labor.
But yeah.
Steve Kerr.
I do appreciate how you asked him, when is Boogie coming back?
Did.
And he just laughed it off.
That was one of those where I could have just waited for him to say something, but then you have that awkward silence,
right.
And there's nothing worse than that. I mean, we already had about two or three of those. So, anything he say catch your attention?
That he likes to stay to the bench. What was he supposed to say? Oh, they're terrible. But...
Yeah. I think he views the bench differently than we do. I think he looks at the bench assuming Cousins is going to play and Iguodala is going to play, and then the bench gets better. I mean, let's face it. If Cousins comes back
all
and
right.
he starts.
Yep. Iggy.
All right. Now you got Iguodala, Livingston, and Looney coming off the bench.
There's three right there.
That's not bad. I mean, that's not bad.
How many scores in that group? So that's what I'm saying. Andre's not shooting. Oh, I guess I could be proactive and say we get aggressive. We get Milwaukee, Andre.
But you know what, though? I mean, one of the things the Warriors have always done is they're able to keep a starter on the floor, at least one, right. with the bench unit. And now think of this, Guru. They essentially have five all-stars if and when Cousins comes back. So they'll have another starter that they can play with the second unit, too, to probably make the second unit stronger.
Mm.
I mean,
I like that.
That's kind of.
They need a gunner. You know what I mean? A guy that just, hey, you go in there and shoot.
They had that last year, and he stunk.
Yeah, well, he got a job. But they need a new version of him. Where do you go? You make a move?
No.
Helen Keller, Ray, all the greats can see that they need a gunner. Just get in there and let it fly. I'm available.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what you're laughing at.
I don't necessarily.
Wow. You've been speaking 2G?
Nothing.
That tickled her. Wow.
Why'd you laugh, Gianna?
Guru's available. That's awesome. That's great, Guru.
Wow.
Anyway.
I don't think I can do it.
I'm not saying that.
What?
I feel like I'm in. We're hunting. You can take it off now.
Steve. What do you mean? Oh,
the bright orange, yeah.
Well, you know what I want to. Well, all right. We should get back to.
I love your confidence, Guru. I love your confidence.
Oh, no, I'm being for real.
It's good.
We should get back to sports. I think the big news is.
Wow.
Greg Papa reporting Cousins may not be back till February. And then it was picked up by other media outlets. February.
I had a name come to mind of the gunner I'm talking about.
Let me guess. Jamal Crawford.
No! You want me to tell you who sent it to me? Because you always give credit.
No, I don't want you. Unless, except, well, who is it like? It's like Bill Jones from Fremont. It's
Joe
like
Shasky.
I don't want to hear it. I think Shasky's on tonight, too.
Yes, he
can save it. Save it.
But the name is phenomenal. J.R. Smith.
He plays for a team already.
Could you make something happen?
Would you really want to?
I mean, come on.
Dude, he can score the ball. That's never been a problem.
Now, why do you say the ball? Why don't you just say he can score? I mean, what else is he going to score? I mean, they play with a basketball. That's how you get points.
If we weren't on radio, I'd give you another. Yeah, you know what I mean.
You can't be serious, Goo.
He could come in and fill the void. This team is going to need scoring off the bench.
The Golden State Warriors, okay? I'm not hating Fremont 510. I love Fremont. That's where.
Shout out to Cousin Bud. Just got out to hospital.
What happened?
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
He said hello.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Cousin Bud. Yeah. Glad to hear you. Is he feeling better?
Yeah.
Glad to hear you're feeling better, Cousin Bud.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Okay. Curry averages 28 a game. Durant averages 30. Klay Thompson averages 22. Cousins averaged 25 last year. You're telling me they need scoring?
Well, they didn't bust a C-note last night. They had 93 points.
The lowest scoring game of the year.
Yeah, they're 0-5 when they don't score 100.
Well, that makes sense. I'll bet you most good teams are when they don't score.
Dude, I just like that fit, J.R. Smith. See,
He's on another team right now.
Make a call. That other team might be like,
hey. What are you going to give him?
Jacob Evans?
Who's taking Jacob Evans? We don't even know if Jacob Evans can play in the NBA.
Well, he's on the Damian Jones track where it takes 3 years.
I'm going to ask you a serious question.
All right, I'm being serious.
What player on the Warriors would you want who is, in theory, available? I don't think there is one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you'd be like, I'll take Steph Curry on my team. They're not going to trade him.
Yeah. Looney.
But he didn't get nobody had interest in him in the offseason.
That was shocking. That's still a shocker.
Which one was I think Looney'd be the guy that I would want on the Warriors.
Oh, Jarepko?
Yeah, Jarepko.
I know a lot of teams are like,
but you know what? Jarepko, the Utah told him, "Yeah, we don't need you anymore."
And look how Utah's doing. That's their heir.
So Jarepko's the reason that the Utah Jazz are struggling?
You're putting words in my mouth.
But that's what you were getting at.
I'm just saying, they miss Jarepko. How about that?
No, they don't.
I'll tell you what.
Why would they have just waived
him? I saw Myers at the game. He was with his clique, the other guys in the suits. They were watching that game, and I just honestly believe that this void, this open roster spot will be filled sometime soon.
Can you be more specific?
A player will be added.
I don't think they're going to add anybody before DeMarcus Cousins.
And I get that.
I mean, but we'll see. We'll see. Although I will say this, if this is true, if the Warriors know Cousins not coming back now till, let's just say, mid-February, that might change it a little bit. But I got to believe, okay, so assuming Greg's correct and some of these other reports are correct, that Cousins won't be coming back till February, I don't think that's news to the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors probably have known that for weeks, that he's not coming back, let's say, on January 1st.
Right.
So maybe they would be more inclined to try to get another big man before Cousins comes back if they know it's going to be another 6, 7, 8 weeks. You know, the other thing, and the 510 brings this up, and it's a good point. You know, they could trade Patrick McCaw. They could basically get him to sign a contract, and then they'll trade him. The question is, and I mean this, I'm not, who wants Patrick McCaw? I mean, who really wants Patrick McCaw?
I don't see where there would be right now with what we don't know is going on. What we do know is he's not playing the game he loves. I mean, there can't be.
But maybe, you know what? Maybe he doesn't love it anymore.
And that could very well be true.
I mean, we talked about McCaw a lot early in the year, and now we barely mention him. But I'm worried about him just because the fact that he is not playing NBA basketball to me is proof or shows that something's wrong, that there's a bigger issue. And why wouldn't he be playing basketball unless it's something serious? Let's go to Danny in Mountain View. What's up, Danny? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Sonny. I'm still trying to figure out why you think that that was a used vest. That was brand new, buddy.
But they got they're these light blue things that were crumpled up in the pocket. Oh, by the way, thank you very much. This is Danny who actually dropped it off.
From Murray Construction.
Yes, from Murray Construction. You know, I'm looking at, what are they called, those booties?
Like the blue shoe booties.
Oh, they could be for clean room booties.
That's what they are. It's like if you're working on a nice floor and you don't want the boot.
Okay, so they're crumpled up, but are they dirty? Because
yeah, they're dirty.
Yeah, there's like
a lot of.
Yeah, they're dirty.
That was in a brand new bag. Anyway, buddy, you know, thanks for, you know, bringing recognition to the whole safety thing. We did, in the construction, you know, industry, we spent a lot of time making sure guys are safe and they go home to their loved ones, and that is the bottom line, right?
Yes, it is. And I hope you and everybody know I was kind of kidding when I said that, you know, about.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Some people think I'm serious when I do that, but I'm not. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Like, this is a legit construction hat. Rather than the kind, you know, that they used to put slushies in, you know what I mean? Or ice cream.
Oh, right,
like
yeah.
You can get
at the ball game.
Yeah, at an
ballpark,
A's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. It's the real thing. So
safety first.
Thank you so much for dropping that off, Danny. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.
To everybody. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Same to you, Danny.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Danny. And you got gloves, too.
I got safety glasses, too.
You'll be that for Halloween next year.
You know what?
Exactly.
Seriously.
You know what? If I dressed up for Halloween, that would be a good idea.
Well, just in case you do.
Do you still dress up, Gianna?
I have a 4-year-old and one on the way. Yes, I dress up.
Because Guru's got a problem with adults who do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Leave it for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Guru, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm not by myself. Dan Dibley agrees with me.
Well, your kids aren't little anymore.
No, but just in general, even if I didn't have kids, like, come on.
We do, like, the family costume, you know? Like, he was Rocket, so I was Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. We do kind of a group thing.
But there's a next date on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to match him when he's, like, 10.
Cannot celebrate Halloween. Let the kid.
No partying in the mission? Yeah. Dang, okay.
According to, I think, Rotz, he's saying that they couldn't. I don't know. He said the Warriors couldn't sign and then trade McCaw. Really? Because he's got his bird rights, doesn't he? Anyway, I had seen that's something they were thinking about, but I'll go read the CBA. I'll go read the CBA. And the 408 says, once Cousins is in the lineup, good luck driving in the lane with Draymond and DeMarcus waiting there. That'll be the end of the easy points. I'm not so sure about that. And I'll tell you why next.
Tomorrow, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger is in studio all show with Damon.
Watch his eyes, watch the accuracy, the touch, watch him stay in there, take one right to the chops.
And 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan joins the show at 5.
When that ball's in the air, I mean, he is, the play is just starting. He runs angry and runs confidently that he expects to score on every look.
On the Bay Area's football station, 95.7. The Game.
Listen up, Bay Area. The National Real Estate Network, a nationwide team of skilled investors, is offering free real estate investment training. Right now, they're looking for highly motivated people to come connect with their team. No experience necessary, just the desire to thrive. Text NATIONAL to 474747 now, and the network will send you their promotional riches in real estate kit for free, so you can see for yourself the strategies and techniques that network team members have used to develop their formula for success. See how cutting-edge education, access to highly discounted property deals, and finding partners all lies within the network. So if you're interested in creating your own real estate enterprise and accessing a powerful network, then you need to text NATIONAL to 474747 now to get your free kit. Text NATIONAL to 474747 now, and you'll also get free admission to an introductory class and get a free smartwatch and guide to investing just for attending. Text NATIONAL to 474747. That's NATIONAL to 474747 for your free kit today.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V. It comes with a standard rearview camera.
Hooray!
Plus available Honda sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V.
Visit your Northern California Honda dealers today for incredible deals on every 2018 Honda vehicle.
Valid on CR-V LX only. See dealer for financing details.
The U.S. Marines first landed in Yerba Buena Cove on July 9, 1846, and an American city was born. Now, a hidden gem stands proudly in the heart of San Francisco, a living memorial honoring the legacy of military service. The Marines Memorial Club is open to the public with rooftop dining, a luxury hotel, historic exhibits, and only steps away from Union Square. The Marines Memorial Club and Hotel. Experience the best San Francisco has to offer.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
What if there was a car that could breeze through traffic? There isn't, but there is Amtrak, where you can sit in comfort, not in traffic. And now save more, too. Save 20% when you book 14 days in advance at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply. Amtrak, see where the train can take you.
It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that's changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more.
Weather on the game from the KCBS Newsroom, brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Clear skies this afternoon, turning into partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Overnight lows in the 40s and rain likely by Friday afternoon. Right now, San Rafael, 55 degrees. It's 56 in Concord.
The journey's always worth it when you come home to the right mattress from Mancini Sleep World's triple bonus sale. Visit one of our 33 locations to find the mattress that makes you go...
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxatril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxatril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxatril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxatril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 800-617-8133. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life and get bigger with your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 1-800-617-8133.
Win 12 gifts this holiday season. Visit radio.com/12days to win an Xbox from iJustine and custom stationery from Catherine Lowe. Plus, a New Year's Vegas trip to see Ariana Grande and Imagine Dragons. Go to radio.com/12days to enter and support the American Cancer Society. Go to radio.com/12days for official rules.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
I'm Gianna Franco, starting with the latest on Boogie. The SF Chronicle reporting that DeMarcus Cousins' rehab progress puts him on track to return next year, sometime in February. In fact, our own Greg Papa predicting the same timeline on This Morning with Joe Lowe and Dibs. You can find that at 95.7thegame.com. Warriors, they'll be back in action again tomorrow. They could be without Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala, though Livingston suffering a pelvic contusion at last night's loss to the Raptors. His status is unknown for tomorrow's game in Sacramento, as is Iggy's. Both players did not practice today. A no winner again in Warriors trivia takedown. So the pot now up to $1,600. Your chance to grab some cash is tomorrow at 5:50 during Warriors Live. Also tomorrow, Brian Baldinger will join Damon in studio for the entire show. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan also joins the show at 5 o'clock. I'm Gianna Franco, 95.7 The Game.
Today on The Game. The pregame show, 5 to 6.
Toronto is definitely the superior team in the East, and like I said before we went to break, they're definitely a formidable opponent for the Warriors going forward.
Mornings with Joe Lowe and Dibs.
But the Eastern Conference now has, top to bottom, more competition,
They're more top-heavy, and there are more threats in the East.
It's almost verbatim.
Steinmetz and Guru, 10 to noon.
One of the things we're going to do today is sort of ask what happened. What went wrong? You got an easy answer for that, JD?
Well, the Warriors didn't make threes. That's a big problem.
Papa and Bonte, noon to 3.
You don't think Boogie's going to come back this month?
So the reality is, and I asked some people last night, he's not close. He's not close to playing at a game.
And Damon Bruce, from 3 to 7.
I felt like I was listening to Barbara Streisand. It was great what Toronto did, the way they played team basketball. And this is the last caveat. Kawhi Leonard didn't play.
Listen all day, every day to 95.7. The Game.